T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Frank Andrews. Mark Davis is here with me. And, you know, we've always said we just want to help people. The Small Business Paycheck Protection Program is in effect. Now, Jerry Champy is the president of FNCB, and he is on the line with us, and we kind of twisted his arm and said, hey, will you take calls from people or answer all the texts that are coming in? And he said yes. Jerry, my first question is, what has your life been like since Friday when this thing kicked off?
Well, I can tell you, Frank, that first of all, let me say we appreciate the opportunity to be with you and Mark this afternoon. But I could tell you our staff has really risen to the occasion. And there were a number of staff members from our commercial lending team and credit team that virtually worked all weekend to try to accommodate the requests that we've received thus far.
So have you been inundated?
I would say yes, because again, a lot of times the application is simplified, but the supporting documentation comes in a variety of different formats when we get the payroll records. So one of the bank's obligations in this program is to at least validate the payroll information prior to us submitting the application to the Small Business Administration. And that is, it's a monumental task. There's no question about it.
And the other thing, Jerry, is that the initial thing came out, I think, on Thursday. Then they updated it on Friday. And your team is probably getting updates all the time as minor parts of it may change from what they originally sent you just 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's a very good point, Mark. We were receiving updates on guidance probably through the afternoon on Friday into Saturday, believe it or not, yes.
Okay, we have the first question that's coming in by text, and we have people who are calling as well. I co-own a small business. We are an S corporation with no additional employees other than ourselves. Are we eligible? If so, where do we apply?
And it depends on how the S corp would follow in their tax returns. Without any employees, this is for the Paycheck Protection Program. If those two individuals would be considered self-employed, unfortunately, that guidance has yet to come out, and that should be available by Friday. April 10th is what we're being told.
Okay, so what small businesses are eligible? I mean, maybe we just kind of give us a broad brush here of who should be applying and who can be thinking about this.
Very simply, any businesses that have employees less than 500 employees. So what you gave an example of was a corporation that is basically co-owned by two individuals with zero employees. The stimulus package for the Paycheck Protection Program authorizes loans to be made to the employees of businesses less than 500 employees.
And isn't one of the big parts of this program basically to have those companies stay afloat and keep these people working rather than laying them off?
Well, yes. However, it's a little bit of a it's a challenge because as we talk to small business owners, I'll give you an example of a couple conversations that I personally had.
Okay.
Because the unemployment compensation was there was an extra stimulus attached for a period of 6 weeks, that extra $600.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for a small business, assuming in Pennsylvania that they are not mandated by the governor to stay closed. It's difficult to attract those employees to come back because they're actually making more. The business owner can't afford to pay them what they're making on unemployment plus the bonus.
Right,
now, when that ends, when that ends, they'll be motivated to come back. And that's the impetus of the act, is to hopefully get these employers to bring back these employees on a full-time basis as they were operating prior to February 15th by or through, you know, up until June 30th. They got to have the payroll back.
Right, and then if they do that, at the end of the program, the loans then are forgiven, correct?
Well, from what we understand, and again, we're still waiting for guidance.
Right, I know. The guidance is always trying to catch up, yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking to small business owners and we're saying, okay, we have your application is in. It's been funded technically by the administration, the SBA,
right.
Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
It's undisbursed. You let us know when you're when the governor, for example, a professional who by governor mandate is not allowed to practice.
Right.
Dentists, for example, are not allowed to practice.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're allowed to practice, the recommendation is that's when the loan should be contracted because the contract date on the documents has to run for a period of 8 weeks before the borrower or the bank can even apply for forgiveness of that loan.
Okay, so it's a minimum of 8 weeks before the forgiveness can even be applied for.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. All right. That's a good point. Okay.
All right. Now, folks, if you just tuned in at 20 minutes before 4, Jerry Champy is the president of FNCB. He has agreed to take your calls. So if you are a small business person or you have a question about this whole program, please give us a call. And remember what what we always say, there's no such thing as a dumb question, because if you have a question, it may be the same thing a lot of people are thinking. Anthony and Hazleton, are you there?
Yes, Frank.
What's your question?
I just heard you say something about Mission Foods in Mountaintop at 22 people.
Right.
When do these companies say, hey, this is enough of our people getting sick, we better close the doors?
Well, that's not really what we're talking about, but we'll try and answer that question. Jerry, it has to be 500 employees or less, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, we're getting inundated with questions like this. Can the loan applications be downloaded? Where do I have to go? Do I have to go into a bank? Do I go to the Treasury Department? Can you walk us through the process? There's about 20 different texts that are coming in looking for you to just take them by the hand and go through this.
Well, to ease everybody's minds, the applications can be downloaded. One of the features of the program, and I got to give the SBA and the federal government a lot of credit, they revised the application. It is in a PDF fillable format that can be handled completely electronically from the borrower's computer to the bank's computer and sent that way.
Wow.
So it is a PDF fillable format. These small businesses should first check, not with the SBA, not with the Treasury, with their local financial institution. As an example, we have a link on our website, FNCB.com/CARES, CARES, will bring you right to the Paycheck Protection Program. We have an information sheet, we have a checklist, and we have the application that is in PDF format, downloadable for you to complete. And that checklist will give you everything that we need to receive with that application, handled all electronically if you wish.
Charles from Wapwallopin, what's your question?
Yeah, my question is this. If you fill out the application, you get to the part that says, do you have any employees and how many? Let's say you don't have any employees. You're owning your own business, but you don't have any employees. The application was filled out a couple days ago and you haven't heard anything back. Is it a different loan, or when can you expect to hear something back on that?
No, if you're a self-employed individual, you should be able to include your self-employed income only to the extent of $100,000. Okay.
Okay.
Anything over $100,000, that's where it's capped. And then if you, like on our website, we have an Excel worksheet. You would put your 2019 total in there for self-employed income, multiply it by 2.5, and that really is the maximum loan amount that will qualify. And then you can also include, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to, is it, because at the end of the application it says, do you want a $10,000 grant? So
you might be on a different application. There is that is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. That is a direct loan with the SBA is offering.
Okay.
You might be on a if you're applying directly with the SBA, that is the what they call the EIDL program. That is a direct obligation applied for directly with the SBA and funded by the SBA. The program we're talking about here, is the Paycheck Protection Program that the SBA has delegated authority to the financial institutions to handle the applications and process the loans with them.
So would it be better to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program or continue the loan with the SBA?
Yeah, our advice that we give to all of our clients, we tell them to exhaust whatever they can maximize through the Paycheck Protection Program, only because a portion, if not all of it, is potentially forgiven after no earlier than 8 weeks after the loan's taken out. And there's a deferral of payment for up to 6 months of principal and interest.
Okay. Gotcha.
That answer your question,
all right,
Charles?
Great information.
Thank you very much. Again, folks, 883-0098. Okay, Jerry, here's a question that came in. I'm listening to this gentleman about the loans and the PPP. I have a salon that has been in business for 30 years. I have one person and myself that works there. She is a 1099, so she's basically self-employed, but I pay her. I applied for this loan. Will this be able to help me?
This program should be able to help individuals like that. Now, she would be considered self-employed, and any employee through a 1099, if she's an employee on a 1099, she should be able to claim that, yes, and follow through the schedules.
Okay. A couple people have said, are they going to... Let me see if I can try and figure out what they're saying here. Are they going to follow up on what the money is used for? Are there certain things that the money can only be used for, like mortgages or rent or payrolls?
Well, I mean, the whole initiative of coming out with this act, this stimulus act, is designed to have money flow from the Small Business Administration, from the Treasury to the SBA, through the banks into small business owners to make sure they maintain their payroll that they've experienced prior to February 15th, before the pandemic hit.
So then as the program develops and as the time goes on, they'll have to provide records showing where that money went, i.e. their payroll, as the program progresses, correct?
Yeah, Mark, what we're anticipating, and we don't have the final guidance.
Right, of course, I realize.
Yeah, we're anticipating that there will be some sort of validation of the payroll for the period of time. Again, the stimulus is provided to incent employers to get their people back on the payroll prior to June 30th.
Right.
So there will probably be some validation to say, okay, Mark, you had two employees as of February 15th, and now prior to June 30th, show us your payroll evidence that you have two employees prior to June 30th, and you maintain them on payroll, then I believe you will be, that should be enough to validate.
Right, and if you provide that validation, that would be where the forgiveness would come in, because you have to prove the money was used to maintain payroll.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
If you cannot show payroll, then... Most likely that will probably not be forgiven.
Right, and you have to start paying it back, yeah.
Jerry, we have a specific question for you. Someone apparently is looking at the borrow application form right now, and they said it's about 4 or 5 pages, and they'd like you to kind of tell them what would disqualify someone from getting this program.
I can't be certain that they're looking at the proper, it might be 4 pages because it includes all the instructions, but the fillable part of the application for any borrower, for any small business owner with less than 500 employees, is literally 2 pages.
Right. I'm looking at it right now. There's 2 pages you have to fill out, and then there's 2 pages of instructions that take you step by step. Purpose of the form, instructions for completing. You're right. It's 2 and 2. It's 4 total, but only 2
correct.
They have to fill out. Yep.
Right. I don't know that from a what would disqualify you if you're providing a business that doesn't have a legal stature, then you can't apply. But if you have a business with fewer than 500 employees, I would urge you to go through the application, look at it, complete it, and submit it to your financial institution with the appropriate validation of the payroll.
Right. I'm looking at some of the tools on your website. There's big banners for every part of this. There's even one banner that calls for the checklist of what is needed for the application and what will be needed for the loan forgiveness. And it goes clearly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different things that you can actually literally check off as you gather that information to provide it to the bank to ask for forgiveness and also in the first place apply for the loan.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's all right there.
I knew we were going to get slammed with questions here, and we have lots of them. With this loan, do you have to keep your employees on the payroll? Does that mean throughout this pandemic, or does it mean from the point of the moment you get approved for the loan?
No. The spirit of the initiative is to incent the employers to either bring back or maintain their employees on the payroll. They don't necessarily have to hire them tomorrow. But once you get the dollars and you're using it for payroll, because that's the intended purpose, that's why we're advising folks that if you're not able to operate, a restaurant is not able to operate, professionals, dentists, doctors, attorneys, dentists, some law practices are not able to operate. When they're able to bring their employees back and the governor allows us to operate like we were prior to February 15th, that's the timing that we're recommending to clients that they take down the proceeds to help supplement that employment cost or payroll cost until they have time to get their business up and running and generate enough dollars to maintain it themselves. And then after 8 weeks have passed, the application for forgiveness comes in, which will, again, provide a stimulus to the small business owner that they've maintained their payroll as if it were prior to February 15th.
Now, Jerry, you've been a banker a long time. You've dealt with probably hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of programs. People shouldn't wait because there is a cap. Now, they're not saying when this might stop, but as the loans are processed, that's going to come out of the same pot of money. So when the money is expended, that'll be it, right?
Yeah, I think that was a big concern. So once it is funded, like we were able to over the weekend, believe it or not, we had over 150 clients, and there's about $40 million funded through that program for us.
Right.
We did not make one loan yet and disperse any money, though. I want you to understand that.
Right. That's all in process.
It's all in process. I think we've all listened at one point or another to the president, who has indicated in a couple of times I've heard him say, if this money runs out, I will go to Congress for more. Now, that's not saying he's going to be able to get it.
Right, it's not guaranteed,
I believe there's a commitment there to actually increase the size of this program if it's necessary. But again, what's been appropriated right now is $349 billion.
Okay. A lot of people are really worried about fine print. Listen to this question. If you have employees that don't want to come back because of the $600 bonus or other reasons, can I hire different people that want to work? Does it have to be the same employees?
Well, that's
will
a great
the fine
question.
Print disqualify me?
That it does not have to be the same employees. It's a payroll that you started with prior to February 15th and a payroll that you need to operate your business prior to June 30th. It does not have to be the same ones. But that extra $600, that expires in 6 weeks. So I got the incentive isn't going to last that long,
right,
I don't think.
Right.
Frank Andrews along with Mark Davis in the studio. And on the line with us is the president of FNCB, Jerry Champy. Back to the questions. In addition to payroll, rent, and utilities, it states mortgage interest. So that doesn't include principal as well?
It does not include principal. One of the things in the initiative, Frank, is that this money cannot be used to refinance other debt. So the principal would be a form of refinance of other debt.
Okay. Once a business owner applies, Mr. Champy, what is the general estimation on when funds are made available and dispersed?
Well, I can tell you, as I said, we've received funded authorizations. So as soon as we receive the final guidance on the documentation process, which we feel will happen sometime this week, it may spill into next week, funds will be available to be dispersed. But as I said, each situation has to be individualized as to when they anticipate bringing back their employees to the level of employment that the business had prior to February 15th.
Okay, Mr. Champy, does the PPP loan take into account assets, money in the bank, home ownership? In other words, if I have too much, will I be denied?
Nope. There's nothing on the application that would ask any of those questions.
Wow, that's amazing. Yep. What kind of businesses are reaching out to you? I mean, are they mom-and-pop stores? What are they?
Oh, there is a pretty good diverse mix of businesses that have been reaching out. I mean, anywhere from service businesses to construction businesses, trade associations, I mean, restaurants, obviously, and professionals. So it is really a wide diversification of businesses. And again, when you think about it, the whole premise of this initiative is to get people back to work on the payroll. And this is a stimulus assistance for those employers that, unfortunately, well beyond anyone's control, including theirs, are in this situation where they may be unable to operate or operate on a limited basis.
Can you use this loan to pay back an owner who is on the payroll of a business set up as an LLC to cover their lost wages prior to the acceptance of the loan?
Potentially. I would have them take a close look at that. If they are considered self-employed, they may be able to include themselves on the payroll, but that's a question we'd have to look at the records and really look at that and maybe talk to their accountant to see how they've classified that in the past.
Okay, I operate laundromats, which are open through this crisis. I have no employees. However, business is weighed down, and I am upside down on utilities. Will that be covered under this program, and am I eligible?
I don't believe a lot of that is going to be covered. This is really a stimulus for the employees, but I would absolutely refer that applicant to the Economic Injury Disaster Relief application directly with the SBA, because those are forms of assisting individuals that have suffered from the economic effects of this and not able to reward the employees. And there are other local avenues too, Frank. A lot of the money is already dried up, unfortunately, some of the money that's locally, but I would steer them to the economic injury.
All right. Walt calling from Wilkes-Barre. What's your question, Walt?
I have a question for like service-based industries like massage therapists or hair salon, nail salon, things that actually can't be open by Governor Wolf's orders. Should they be applying for this, or is there a different loan that can be used and applied for to help these businesses?
If they have employees on the payroll, they can certainly apply for this loan.
We have a small business that's four employees. Would that be, but we can't be open because of, Governor Wolf's stay-at-home order.
I would absolutely recommend that you apply for the loan, review your past payroll records, at least get qualified and or funded from the SBA standpoint. It doesn't mean you have to take down the loan now, because there really isn't anybody you have to pay until Governor Wolf allows you to go back and open up those shops and bring those employees back. Remember, the obligation to the employer is to bring back those employees prior to June 30th and have the same payroll, employee payroll, that you had prior to February 15th. So that's the objective of the stimulus. So I would not take the money down too early, because there's nothing to do with it, because you can't bring your employees back.
Got it.
All right, Walt, we're glad we can help you. Jerry, how about this? I know the answer to this question, but we'll ask it because a bunch of people have. Do you have to be an FNCB current customer to get help?
Not at all. they can apply through any of their financial institution directly. Most financial institutions are participating in the program, and I can't say all of them, but most financial institutions are participating in this program.
I think the suggestion was, can they come and do business with you if they're not a current customer?
Oh, absolutely. I apologize. Absolutely. We are very, very concerned about the communities that we serve. And for us, if we can carry any business, whether or not they're an existing FNCB customer or not, we would gladly try to assist any business that needs to be carried to the other side of this pandemic.
I am a small tavern owner with zero employees. What options do I have?
Well, you're considered self-employed. So if, depending on the tax reporting, on how you calculated your earnings as a self-employed individual, you may qualify as a sole proprietorship.
Okay.
So I would advise them to talk to their accountant and their financial institution to see how they could qualify that.
What is a company? What if a company has been granted an exception to remain open, but their business activity is a fraction of its usual? They won't be denied for the funds because the business is still operating, will they?
No, not at all, because we've run across this where we have businesses that are allowed to stay open, but the attractiveness of the unemployment compensation, as we talked earlier with the $600 bonus, prohibits them from trying to bring their people back because they can't afford to pay them what they're getting when they're not working. So this will not make them ineligible for that funding. The only obligation they have is to make sure that those folks that may be unemployed today, that they're back to the employment level prior to June 30th than they were at prior to February 15th.
What about churches? Now, we had a couple of questions about churches. Churches and nonprofits are eligible, right?
That's correct, yes.
And so if you have a small church, what kind of information do they need in order to apply?
It's really the same information as a small business. They need their payroll records. They need their payroll tax returns, because if they do have employees, they're required to file payroll tax returns. And they would go through the same schedules that a small business owner would go through.
Okay. These questions have come in, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing about 10 of them. Who decides how much money I get? Do I tell them what I need, or do they tell me what I get?
There is, as Mark pointed out, on our website, we actually have a payroll calculation worksheet that we have developed. It's been updated several times because of guidance coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage folks to use the payroll calculator. It does really walk you through some of the stuff. And then the other drop down that you could download off our website is the PPP checklist, we call it. That's the supporting documentation that'll support that payroll calculator.
Okay. What about seasonal businesses that lay off their employees in November? Can they apply? We're getting all kinds of questions here, Jerry. I'm sorry to throw these at you.
That's a great question, because what they would do is, if you go through the payroll calculator, it will actually look at the 12 months, the 12 months of 2019 payroll. So they should be able to come up with an average monthly payroll, albeit it might not be as large as when they're in season. So they may, because they're seasonal, they may not get the full effect of their seasonal payroll business. But they should be able to go through that worksheet and qualify for this program.
Now, after we had the question about whether or not you have to be a customer of FNCB, the question came in, well, are all banks doing this or only certain banks?
I guess the best way for me to answer that without doing a survey, I believe most banks in northeastern Pennsylvania have taken on the task of trying to assist the community. I really don't know who's not participating, and if I did, I probably wouldn't mention that anyway, though.
Okay, and then we have this question, which is, I think, a really good one. This person said, I went to the website on Friday when this started, and it was a mess. My question is it still going to be a mess for a while? Should I wait before, you know, all the problems clear up, or should we apply now? What is your advice? And secondly, Mr. Champy, are we going to run out of money at some point?
Okay, two-part question. The first part, I would encourage everyone, I think at this point the guidance has calmed down from the application phase of this stimulus program. So I would encourage everyone to take a look at the application, the guidance. There's been some multiple levels of interpretation that have come out to help us out as to what qualifies and what doesn't. I would encourage them to apply to get in line. They don't have to take the money at this point. As I said earlier, the money can be funded when they're ready to bring their employees back on payroll, full payroll. To answer that, I don't know if the money is going to run out. That's the million-dollar question, I guess, for all of us. But I'm hopeful that our government sees the benefit in this program, and if we do run out of money, that the stimulus is increased.
Jerry Champy, president of FNCB, is on the line with us for the next couple of minutes. You might want to reach for a pen and paper, because before we wrap things up, we'll get some information on how you can contact him or the bank. But we've got questions that we got to throw at him. Now, Jerry, I'm not even sure I understand this, but I'll throw it at you, see if you do. Payroll times 2.5 plus EIDL. What does that mean?
I think somebody might be, there's two different programs. The Paycheck Protection Program covers 2.5 times your average monthly payroll. The EIDL is a separate SBA-administered program. It stands for Economic Injury Disaster Loan. That is an application that is on the SBA website. It is directly with the SBA. You don't have to go through the banks for that type of funding. I believe the interest rate is fixed at no greater than 3.75%, and loans could be as long as 30 years, but it depends on. But the normal SBA underwriting will prevail with the EIDL program.
And isn't it advantageous for each business to check both to see which one is better, given their unique situation? Because as we've heard from all these questions, everybody's situation can be just a little bit different.
Yep, great point, Mark. Like I said, if at all, we would encourage the businesses to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program only because of the ability to forgive a portion,
right,
if not all of that.
Right.
And then they could certainly apply for the EIDL program directly. You got to be careful, because you can't apply to both of them and use the same money for the same purpose.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are small businesses, self-employed, in addition to PPP, also eligible for unemployment benefits until they can reopen?
Small businesses can lay off their employees, and they could collect unemployment, and that would not hurt them in the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program.
Okay, I am the commander of a VFW post here in Schuylkill County. What can we apply for, and what kind of records do we need to provide?
I'm assuming they would be organized as a nonprofit, but they should check their organization and how it's organized. Depending on how they're organized, let's assume they're organized as a nonprofit, then they could certainly apply for the Paycheck Protection Program for their employees, because I'm assuming that's a business that would not be essential and would not be open at the present time. But if their ownership is not nonprofit, they should consult with their financial institution, and we could always get questions answered by the SBA if they qualify.
Okay, before we wrap things up, a bunch of questions. Could you please explain the whole process of being the loan being forgiven again? How does that work?
Well, again, I have to stress this. We do not have final guidance on the process that we are going to follow for the submission of forgiveness. We are making an assumption that since the initiative of this program was to get small business owners the ability to get their payroll back to the level it was prior to February 15th, before the pandemic, that we are going to have to at least gather and sustain some level of documentation that the payroll is in fact equal to or greater than the payroll it was prior to February 15th. And that will trigger the forgiveness or a portion thereof.
One final question before we ask you to, you know, give us some information to get in touch with you. I am a dentist. Are we eligible for this program, or is there something separate for healthcare workers?
No, if the dentist is organized as a self-employed practitioner, they're absolutely eligible for the program, and they could all, and we could also assist if they have employees in their practice that we would be able to assist them. Yes.
Okay, Jerry. Final, give us your information for small businesses as we conclude. What message would you give them right now?
I would tell them, as I said, the team at FNCB, our marketing team worked with our lenders and our credit administration area, and we've developed a portal on our website. The fastest way to get there is FNCB.com/cares, CARES. If you pull down the fact sheet, we have a fact sheet out there. Mm-hmm. It runs about 4 pages, but it has the contact information of all of our commercial lenders. Our whole commercial team is there with direct phone numbers and cell numbers and email addresses. Feel free to reach out to any one of those individuals that are listed on that contact sheet. And there is a Q&A, a little bit of a Q&A, trying to walk everybody through what would qualify and what they would need to gather to make the application.
I'll read this last text that came in because it's perfect. Much obliged. Great information. Thank you. Jerry, you were awesome.
We can't imagine how busy you are, and you gave us a whole hour of your time. We really appreciate it.
And I'm sure we'll have you back. Thank you very much. God bless you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.